I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
So there's a 34-year-old woman named Stephanie. She lives in Pennsylvania, and she has a court-ordered ban from going to the nearest Walmart.
Why?
Well, I'm about to tell you, but just let that sink in right now. She is not allowed by law enforcement, by the judge, to go to Walmart.
Any Walmart, ever?
Ever.
Okay.
Ever. Now, we're not sure how she got it, but we know she has it, and she hates it. Because she violated that ban and went there earlier this month. The employees called the cops. They definitely recognized Stephanie. They probably have like a giant sign outside the Walmart. Like,
yeah.
Oh, don't let her in. And when they got there, Stephanie explained why she'd gone to the Walmart. Quote, "The cake Walmart sells is too good to stay away."
That is hysterical.
I'm not even mad at her. You guys ever been banned from somewhere?
No.
Never. You never got kicked out of a bar or anything like that?
Kicked out, yeah.
Well, I mean, like, they're like, you cannot come. Liv the Web Girl's shaking her head. What happened with you?
I got banned from a, like, concert, like, place, like the Riverbend or, like,
by Cincinnati?
Hall. Yeah, in Cincinnati, I got banned.
What'd you
from
do?
There.
Oh, I can guess already.
Underage drinking?
Yep.
Yeah, underage drinking and like possession of alcohol. And they said I like gave them a hard time too.
Oh,
so they were like, you are not allowed back here.
Do you think if you ever went, they would remember you?
So I actually had tickets for the next weekend. So I called and I said, am I like actually banned? And they said, if you don't get into any trouble, they'll never know. But if you even like get in a hiccup of trouble, then you can get like charged
a restraining order type of thing.
Yeah, like you can get charged for what's
trespassing.
It? Yes.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, when you're banned, you're banned. Like it's not like they have like facial recognition, like where it's like she's there. But
yeah, I've never been kicked out of anywhere. But I just remember that in on Labor Day weekend when I went to Nashville for my best friend's bachelorette party, we all got kicked out of a bar in Nashville because one of the girls in the group, not me,
of course, not Alex,
dancing on some other girl's boyfriend. So then that girl tried to fight the girl in my group, and then we all got kicked out.
It's about to be a what?
A girl fight?
All right, I'm not proud of this, but actually I am. I got kicked out, and it really crushed me for about 6 months until I was able to go and talk to the manager. I was kicked out of the local Taco Bell in my hometown. We only had, at the time, we only had one Taco Bell for like 15 miles.
What?
Because after a high school, I thought I talked about this, but after a high school football game, there was like a fight, and I somehow got in the middle of it. Like the cop came. Like I was in handcuffs, and I didn't even really do anything.
The fight happened inside the Taco Bell?
Outside of it. I threw a burrito at somebody.
Why?
Bean burrito.
You?
Yeah, I know, right? Who would waste food?
It wouldn't waste the food.
You know, I'm serious.
Yeah.
If I'm throwing a bean burrito.
Ooh, Joe was heated.
Who are you mad at?
It was just a group, like two different people fighting. We had like our hometown rivals. Like I mean, like the rival city next to us.
Yeah.
And they rolled through just talking crap and doing all this stuff. So I threw a burrito at some guy's car.
Hold on, it wasn't your burrito, was it?
I don't know. It's like picking up a rock. I just saw it there. I'm like, oh, this is mine. And I threw it. So, yeah, that was not good. This lady was charged with trespassing. So they're serious. She is not allowed back at that Walmart.
I want to know why she was banned in the first place.
Probably because she ate all that cake.
She said it's too good. I can't stay away.
All right. Been there. I say you let her back in.
I do too.
A bar in Iowa held something they call the Twerking Olympics last month. And a lot of the kiddos from Iowa Western Community College attended and participated. Unfortunately, about 30 people started fighting, and they kept the fight going back at the college dorms. Cops have been reviewing what happened on video and what else they've heard from witness accounts. They just arrested 8 men for their role in the Twerking Olympics. See, I thought it would be women.
Wow, but it was men too?
Yeah, why is it dudes? I thought it would be all the girls out there like,
yeah.
Oh, you bitch! And your final Dummy of the Day story makes me laugh, but makes me also question every restaurant I've ever been to. A California restaurant owner admits that she's been serving Popeye's chicken to customers for the past 2 months.
Wait, not at a Popeyes?
No, this is a restaurant. This is like Joe's Kitchen, and then I'm serving you Popeyes chicken.
That's got to be so illegal.
Nah, well, let's see here. In a one-star Yelp review from 2 weeks ago, a customer says that he sat down at Sweet Dixie Kitchen in Long Beach and watched employees carry two boxes of Popeyes chicken into the kitchen.
Shut up.
Turns out the chicken on his $13 plate of chicken and waffles.
$13.
That's about average. And chicken and waffles, I love them at Yolk, by the way.
I do too.
If you can recommend a place that's got good chicken and waffles, can you tweet us, Joe and Alex Show? I want to go check out their chicken and waffles. But they got to be good. Don't just say it because, like, oh, my grandpa owns the place. I want some good chicken and waffles. So, yeah, anyways, the person did that, and it was from Popeyes, and the waiter confirmed it. Said, yeah, the owner of Sweet Dixie responded also to the post.
What?
They admitted it. It wasn't like, no, that's not what you're saying. They're like, yeah, that's Popeye's chicken.
They admitted it. That can't be allowed. You can't do that.
Yeah, well, the owner of Sweet Dixie responded to the post on Yelp claiming, quote, they proudly serve Popeye's spicy tenders, while sarcastically noting the restaurant also doesn't, quote, grow our own vegetables or mill our own flour.
Bro, that is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
The owner went on to say that there's nothing wrong with her restaurant serving Popeye since they don't have a fryer. She says she's not reselling the strips, but rather using them only as an ingredient. The owner says she has no plans to stop serving Popeye's chicken. Hey, I'll tell you right now, I've had Popeye's chicken. That stuff is good.
Yeah, I love
Louisiana
Popeye's.
Louisiana Fest.
So, I don't know. Would that bother you? You went somewhere and you found out really good food, but they just brought, like, people do it all the time. Like,
yeah,
oh,
because I can just pop an Eggo in a toaster and then go through Popeye's chicken and get my chicken tenders and make my own
$13.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not
chicken
true.
And waffles.
A real true good chicken and waffles is going to, you cannot duplicate the
taste. I go to that business, that girl was honest. She's like, yeah, we're serving Popeye's, so.
So what? Come and get it. So yeah. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. You can check them on out at RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
It's official. Justin Timberlake tweeted a skit with Jimmy Fallon on Sunday confirming that he will perform at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2018. The game is set for Sunday, February 4th in Minneapolis.
Excuse me, sir. Do you have the time?
I was going to ask you, sir, if you have the time.
I do have the time.
You do have time?
I do have time.
You do have time?
I do have time.
You do have time?
I do have time.
You're doing the halftime show at the Super Bowl? You do have time!
This is the worst news I've heard in a long time, and I had somebody die recently.
What?
I'm just saying, that's lame. Can we put a poll up on our Instagram? Like, are people excited about Justin Timberlake doing the Super Bowl again? I think that's like, you couldn't get anybody. Taylor Swift won't do this one? How did you not get Taylor this year?
I don't know, man.
How is that not possible? How do you let a repeat offender? The dude whipped out a boob. Like, how is that possible?
That's the point. I bet you he brings out Janet and fixes it.
But we're going to see the other one?
Yeah, no, I bet you she rips off his thing.
I don't want to see his... Ooh, look at helicopter. JT's doing the helicopter.
Yeah.
Buster's in the studio this morning because he says the number one most important news story out there this morning about Cardi B. So do you want to tell everybody what happened?
So she doesn't have to do the work?
Yeah.
Oh, the Buster garbage.
Here we go. The Buster garbage.
It's the Buster garbage.
Cardi B went out. She got in a fight with her boyfriend, Offset, from Migos. She goes out. She posts a boomerang on Instagram saying, I'm single. And then she goes, of course, her DMs were probably smoking. Then she comes home drunk.
Pics everywhere.
Posts a picture of her boyfriend and with this long-ass caption talking about, you know, that's just the Bronx in me. I'm sorry, baby. It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So then she goes to sleep. Well, she wakes up. Hotel security kicking her ass out the hotel because her whole floor smelled like weed. And then she posted a video talking, I don't even smoke weed. Anybody that knows me knows I don't smoke weed. So y'all just racist. There you go.
That's the Buster garbage.
That and the cop did that to her, too.
You guys need a Cardi B on the show. I'm here.
No,
okay.
I liked it. If Taylor Swift was with her smoking weed, we would have talked about it.
Billionaire Mark Cuban from Shark Tank says that he gets asked 100 times a day if he'll run for president. And if he were to run for president in 2020, then he says he would run as a Republican and would therefore challenge the incumbent Donald Trump in the party's primary.
I'm fiercely independent.
Well, if you had to choose, what would you choose?
Probably Republican. Because I think there's a place for somebody who is socially a centrist, but I'm very fiscally conservative. But I think there's better ways now to make government smaller than the old traditional Republican ways. Again, using technology.
Do you think, like, he'll actually run?
Probably.
Because you got to imagine all the fighting, right? Like,
but he's not a true Republican, but he's going to run because they just want Donald Trump not to win.
Oh, of course.
So bad.
I guarantee you so many people are going to run to try to split that. But I mean, like, do you think they'll start? I'm looking forward to the arguments in the next thing if President Trump runs again for re-election with all the other candidates right there. It's going to be a cluster. Oh, my gosh.
It'll be wild. Dr. Phil ran into a skateboarder in a crosswalk. He was driving out of a parking lot near Universal Studios Friday when he impatiently attempted to pass a van. When he went around it, he struck the young man who was riding a skateboard in the crosswalk. Dr. Phil got out of his Mercedes to check on him. Cops say the skateboarder recognized Dr. Phil right away and told him he was fine. So then they shook hands and Phil drove away. Later, the skateboarder was threatening a lawsuit. His name is Terrence Bembury, and he posted that Dr. Phil never got out of the car to check and see if he was injured or ask for his name. Police disputed that, though, and said that Bembury told them himself that he told Dr. Phil he was fine and only later said he wasn't.
What does Dr. Phil know? He's not a real doctor. He's like a psychologist or therapist thing. Like, the guy's bone might have been sticking out of his leg. He's not a real doctor.
He's not a real doctor.
I mean, he has a doctor thing.
What?
No, but Dr. Phil's not like a doctor.
Wow.
He has a doctorate.
A medical, physical
doctor?
Do
you guys not know the difference?
I wanted him to be my primary care physician.
No, I don't think our work insurance covers that.
Actress Gabrielle Union was on a morning show talking about going to town on somebody's brown town.
Listen, it's all about equality. And a lot of times, especially women, feel like, I'm going to lose him if I don't do XYZ.
Right.
And there's never any thought to the woman enjoying, having any expectation of enjoying sex. I'm just a vessel for somebody else's, you know, in sexual gratification. Mm-hmm. And we have to take that back.
You know what's weird is, like, Live the Web Girl gets really excited during that. And then Buster, I want to throw it out there too. I just want ladies to know, like, if that's what you like, Buster's got you.
What do I like?
No. I'm saying, like, that you'll do that for a lady.
What will I do?
Take her grocery shopping.
Oh. What you talking about?
Hey!
Nah, I'm not really down with that.
Okay.
Yeah, nah.
Joe.
The other one.
I'll take you out and get, like, a nice meal to eat. We can do that. We can go grocery shopping, but I'm, yeah.
But nothing around the drain, Wade?
No, thank you.
Okay, I got you.
I'm cool.
That's disgusting. I want to talk. Can we talk about this tomorrow? Can Joe wants to know? Hey, actually, no, for real.
I already have a Joe wants to know for tomorrow.
No, I want to talk about. I want to see how our listeners do feel about it, and because I'm telling you, like, backdoor stuff is the new black. Like, everybody's doing it, and everybody asks
if you're not. I'm not saying people don't try,
every guy wants to know if, as a female, you'll do it.
You had that on Bumble. You had the
experience
on Bumble, right?
Straight up, first thing ask you, like, would you be
down to do this? Of course creepy guys do.
I agree, it's a thing. It's a much bigger thing than it ever was, for sure.
Hold on. Here comes the grocery expert. Here we go.
No, I'm not.
Let's go shopping at Aldi right now.
I'm not saying me.
I'm
not saying me, but a lot of girls I know like a
The girls like it. But I want to talk tomorrow.
No, I'm not talking about it.
I want to talk tomorrow about
men
that like it.
I don't tell you what you ask Alex.
I want to talk about straight men that like this and women that are willing to do it for their
men. You know
what?
This sounds like a Freak Show Friday. Somebody can...
Alex is giving the people what they want. People want this.
This is very interesting to me.
At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter,
Listen,
do you want this?
Moms and dads, you don't want to hear it, but your teenagers are doing this.
Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and it's time to put your thinking caps on right now. I want to see how smart you are. If you can figure this out, I saw one of these, like, questions or riddles over the weekend. And I was like, dang, I'm a dummy. But then I finally figured it out. I had to look for the answer online. So I want to do Riddle Me This today on the Joe and Alex Show. You can play along, too. Make sure you're listening maybe with your friend or your coworker. Here's your question, guys, that really stumped me. I'm going to go with Alex and producer MYK, see if you guys can solve this one. Here it is, okay?
All right.
There's 30 cows in a field, 28 chickens. How many didn't?
Say that again.
Really simple. It's like a couple of words. There's 30 cows in a field, 28 chickens. How many didn't?
How many didn't?
How many didn't?
Didn't.
I can
how
repeat.
How many didn't what?
I can repeat it again. I'll do it again. It sounds like you guys want me to repeat it for you. There's 30 cows in a field. 28 chickens, how many didn't?
That doesn't make any sense, the question. Joe, Seth.
Here, roll the camera over here, Liv. Don't show them, but you can clearly see there's the question. Doesn't that make sense? Yeah, exactly. I'll read it again. There's 30 cows in the field, 28 chickens. How many didn't?
The 28 chickens.
What?
I don't know. The 28 chickens aren't in the field, maybe. The 30 cows are in the field, but not the chickens? This hurts my brain.
It's Monday, bro.
Okay, do you have any guess, producer MYK?
No.
Last time, then I was going to give you the answer. There's 30 cows in a field, 28 chickens. How many didn't?
The 28 chickens.
What?
The 28 chickens, Joe! You're asking the stupid questions!
So you're Wait, say the question one more time.
There's 30 cows in a field, 28 chickens. How many didn't?
10.
There you go!
What?
There's 30 cows in a field, 20 of them ate chickens. How many didn't?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. It took a while to click in. Yeah.
Did you think it was 28, like the number 28?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay. You're like everybody else that got that wrong. All right. How about this next one? In a one-story pink house, there was a pink person, a pink cat, a pink fish, a pink computer, and a pink chair, a pink table, a pink telephone, a pink shower. I mean, pretty much everything was pink. What color were the stairs?
Pink. Oh, no, there's no stairs. It's a one-story house.
Look at you! Look at you! Yeah!
All right!
Right there!
I'm smart. Oh, yeah.
Couple of quick ones. I think you get these even easier. What gets wetter and wetter the more it dries? What gets wetter and wetter the more it dries?
Is this a multiple choice or?
Single answer. What gets wetter?
Water.
No. What gets wetter and wetter the more it dries?
The ocean?
It's got nothing to do with the water of the ocean.
Okay.
Not a lake, not a pond, not a stream, not a creek. And my kid's looking at me like...
I don't know.
What gets wetter and wetter the more it dries? A towel.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
A towel can dry.
A towel dries you off. It gets wetter and wetter the more it dries you off.
Oh, if you use it that way, okay.
And your last one, I remember this one from fifth grade. A cowboy rides into town on Friday, stays for 3 days, then leaves on Friday. How did he do it? This is like fifth grade here.
This is hard.
A cowboy rides into town on Friday, stays for 3 days, then leaves on Friday. How did he do it?
He went into a coma?
No. 3 days. There's no disputing. He was there for 3 days. He stayed for 3 days.
I don't know. MYK?
I don't know. Something about a reverse cowgirl or something. I have no idea.
Hey, that sounds fun. No idea. The way the cowboy rode into town on a Friday, stayed for 3 days, and then left on Friday is because his horse's name was Friday.
This is stupid. This game is stupid.
You're dumb, and your riddles are the devil. You got devils from the riddle. Or riddles from the devil. All right. That's just riddle me this. I hope it got your mind thinking this morning. All right, let's get into it this morning. We are hooking people up today. We're going to get wasted.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
Yeah.
You know you do.
Chocolate! Chocolate! Chocolate!
That's me.
Your chance right now to win a $25 Chocolate Factory gift card. We're going to be there live this Saturday from 2 to 4. And you can join us there at 86 in Zionsville celebrating National Chocolate Day. Let's go to Caitlin on line 3. Are you a white or dark chocolate kind of person?
Dark chocolate.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask her, are you white or dark? I was like, Joe, you can't
ask
that.
Are you white or dark chocolate, Kaylin?
Kaylin, are you white or dark?
I was like, whoa!
Chocolate. All right, are you ready to get into the game this morning and hopefully win that $25 gift card?
Yes.
And I want to tell everybody else, too, hanging on. Not that I don't want you to win, but hang on, because I think today's game is going to be hard, and if we don't get a winner with you, we'll move on to the next person, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. We're going to do the name 5 and 10 games. So we're going to give you 10 seconds for a topic, and you got to name 5 things. For example, I've done this one before, but Alex, name 5 types of shampoos in 10 seconds.
Ooh, mane and tail, a Dove, L'Oreal, the Aussie, Oribe. What?
No, I gave it to you. The buzzer just went off.
Okay, good.
Don't get all butt hurt and defensive.
I thought you were saying no, like the wrong
buzzer. No, I didn't.
What was that first one?
I don't remember. Mane and Tail.
Oh, that must be the one you use, right?
No, that's another brand.
My friend's horse uses
that.
Is that for horse hair?
Yeah, it has a horse on the package, but it's for humans.
Yeah, it's for the weed. There we go. All right, let's do it, Caitlin. We're going to give you a thing, and you're going to have 10 seconds to name five things. So just guess your butt off and no swearing. Are you ready?
All right. Yep, I'm ready.
All right. Name five things with chocolate in the name. Go.
Chocolate cake, chocolate peanut butter cup, chocolate fondue.
All right, let's go to the next person. Amber. Good morning, Amber, on the Joe and Alex Show.
Are you white or dark? Chocolate.
I am white.
Ooh, I was going to go with dark
chocolate.
Oh, you forgot the chocolate part, Amber.
But I like milk. I'm milk chocolate.
Ooh, all right. We're going to do the name 5 and 10 game. You're going to have 10 seconds to name five things. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, name five things with chocolate in the name.
Chocolate, cake, chocolate, pudding, chocolate, fondue, chocolate.
Oh! 2.5.
I know. Next person. Let's go to Brianna on the Joe and Alex Show. Are you laughing at them, or are you just laughing because we're going to ask you if you're chocolate or are you light or dark?
No, are you white or dark chocolate?
Both?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Cool. I like that. All right. You're going to have 10 seconds to name five things with chocolate in the name. Go.
Chocolate candy, chocolate raisins, chocolate ice cream, chocolate pudding, chocolate bars.
There we go. Check in with the judges. We also would have accepted chocolate lab.
Chocolate chip cookies. Nobody said
chocolate
that.
Chocolate milk.
Yeah, chocolate milk.
And wait, yes, confirmed. We would have accepted chocolate rain. Chocolate rain. Hey, okay, I'm stupid. I'm glad Alex likes it. Hang on the line. Congratulations. We're setting you up this morning with a $25 gift card to Chocolat Chocolate Factory. We're going to be there this Saturday, 2 to 4. They're located at 86 in Zionsville, celebrating National Chocolate Day. Chocolate! Chocolate! Chocolate!
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed 5 and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Maybe you've wondered before, how did Murder Monday come about? Were they just thinking of things that could happen on a Monday, like Meatloaf Monday? No, that won't work. No, well, it's actually one story in particular that made this happen. The story we're about to talk about today that started everything. This is the story that when Alex and Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana met, they bonded over their love of it, and Murder Monday was born. The story has so many twists and turns that we had to break it up into two parts. This week will be week one, and next Monday we'll wrap it up into week two. Please remember, the whole reason we do Murder Monday with this is to bring awareness to Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, which allows you to give anonymous tips to crime. If you have any information of any unsolved crime, call 317-262-TIPS. The story for the next two Mondays we're talking about is Johnny Gosch.
Oh, yes! Indianapolis! I have been waiting. It feels like my whole life to talk about this.
It's true. If you ever meet Alex in person, just know all the facts about this case and you guys can be friends.
Yeah.
Pretty much,
that's
yes.
All it took.
Guys, put it on your Bumble profile. Just put Johnny Gosch as your name. Instantly swiping right.
Yeah, so Joe and I were hosting an event which was...
Indievolved.
And so all these different organizations in Indianapolis have a booth set up to talk about like what they are, if you want to get involved, blah, blah, blah. And Indie Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana was one of the booths. And I literally see Ashley. I just walk up to her and I go, so do you love true crime? Is that why you do this? She goes, yes. And I go, do you know who Johnny Gosch is? She goes, yes. And I was like, we're best friends.
And I had been waiting my whole life for someone to ask me that question.
You guys are like a Casey and JoJo song. Oh my God.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Well, this one has so many twists and turns. You can't miss a single detail. So turn your radio up, listen close, because we're going to dive in. The story starts on September 5th of 1982, and a boy named Johnny Gosch, who's 12 years old, lives in Des Moines, Iowa. and he has a paper route. And every Sunday morning, he delivers the papers, and usually his father goes with him every single Sunday. This Sunday, his father wasn't able to go. He slept in, so Johnny got his little wiener dog, Gretchen, grabbed his newspapers in his wagon, and set out. Mr. Gosh started getting phone calls not too long after from his neighbors saying, "Hey, wake up Johnny. I have not gotten my paper yet. Where is he?" And he knew Johnny left. So Mr. Gosh, John Sr., gets in his car and starts to drive the route and look for Johnny. And what he finds is the dog and an empty wagon and no Johnny Gosh.
Chills.
So he immediately runs home to his wife, Noreen, and tells her, "We need to call the cops," which they do. The cops are only 10 blocks away from their home, but it takes them 45 minutes to arrive. And when they do, they immediately ask her, "Well, how many times has Johnny run away? This isn't a case of abduction. He obviously went away on his own." And they swore up and down, "This has never happened. He's never run away. He never would run away." But the cops are insistent that no crime has occurred. So the Goshes are basically forced to do their own investigation. And what they do is they set out and start interviewing everyone on Johnny's route. And there are actually a couple of witnesses to what happened that morning. And the first man saw Johnny as he was walking down the street. A car passes him going the opposite direction. And when they see Johnny, they actually reverse and come parallel with him.
Nope.
And he sees Johnny exchange some words with the man in the car. And then the man drives away. Well, not too long after, as Johnny's making his way down the street, delivering paper by paper, the car circles around and comes back to him. And Johnny's talking to the guy again in the car, and the guy who is witnessing all of this can see, and he describes it as the man looks not drunk, but like he's super hopped up on caffeine. So the guy looks like he's probably coked out.
Right.
And he has a lot of energy, he says. And Johnny looks scared, and he actually tells this guy, he sees this adult and says, "Hey, I need your help. Can you come over here?" So the witness starts to walk towards the car, and the car just speeds off.
Because one of the other kids, because there's multiple young boys doing this paper route kind of together, right?
Exactly.
And like one of those kids had their dad with them.
So what happens is actually two boys together, and as Johnny, this car speeds away, Johnny continues to do his paper route. He thinks he's in no danger. The car's gone. The two boys do see him. Everyone sees him walking. And then the next witness we have is a boy who is sleeping, and he hears a car door slam, and he wakes up and looks out of his window, and he sees a car speed away out of the neighborhood, and then he sees Johnny's wagon. And this is exactly where Johnny's dad found his wagon. So it seems we have a ton of evidence that something bad did actually happen.
Right.
So Noreen goes to the police and says, "Listen, there's all these witnesses. You didn't interview them. We did. And here's what we found." But the police still refuse to investigate. So the car speeds off. The police are refusing to investigate. And the officer that actually was interviewed in 2012 about this still refuses to acknowledge that anything happened.
There was no crime scene. Nobody saw anything that, to us, was an explanation for the boy's disappearance. He just vanished. This is just that unsolved, unexplained missing person case.
It's stuff like that you hear and you're like, how can you not say that there is a case? A 12-year-old boy vanishes, but nothing suspicious?
Right, and this is in 2012. I mean, hindsight's supposed to be 2020, and they're still refusing to acknowledge that something happened. And it almost seems intentional at this point. So Noreen, the searches slow down. They're doing all the searches by themselves. She eventually goes to the FBI and asks
Johnny's mom,
and asks them for help. And this is what the FBI tells her.
"Following this release that we made, the FBI referred to us as loons. That is a message to America that if you try to find your child, and if you work diligently at it, you may be referred to as loons by the FBI, who are doing nothing to help the parents."
So the police basically tell Noreen and John Gosh, "You have to prove that your son was taken."
Wow.
"In order for us to investigate." So that does not stop Noreen. She does exactly that and finds a way to prove that a crime happened.
All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show. Murder Monday continues. Part one of a part two series here about Johnny Gosh.
And you can see a photo of Johnny on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show or Instagram at Joe and Alex Show and his wagon at Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram right now.
Make sure you tweet along too. We want to know what you're thinking and what your thought is on this. Use the hashtag
Murder Monday.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again.
Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
This week for Murder Monday, it is a two-parter. Start this Monday, wrap it up next week. It's about Johnny Gosch.
Here's Johnny.
I don't know if that's related. That's not what the movie's about, right, Ashley?
Not at all.
Okay, sorry. I just thought maybe the name Johnny was in it. Okay.
Yeah, there is a documentary on Netflix called
Who Took Johnny?
Who Took Johnny? And you can watch it, but I don't want you to because I want you to stick around for next week to hear all the story from Ashley.
Is it about this Johnny?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Not that one.
Still no.
Okay. Then what's going on here with Johnny Gosch and Murder Monday today? Where do we leave off and where are we going?
The police and FBI have basically told Noreen and John Gosch that they have to prove something happened to their son in order for them to even think about investigating. So a man comes forward named Ken Woodward who tells Noreen that he actually is doing his residency at Iowa State, and he is an expert in pedophilia. And to take you guys back to 1982, everyone here and everyone listening probably has a good idea of what a pedophile is, and it's well known. In 1982...
No one even heard that word before.
They had no idea. The police didn't even know what a pedophile was. So they had never thought about this. So he's telling them about all of these organizations, basically what we now know as human trafficking, these organizations that are taking young children. And he actually shows them there's this underground magazine subscription for pedophiles that actually has pictures of children, and men can place ads asking for specific kinds of kids to purchase.
Yeah.
So they come with these ads and say, hey, this is proof. There's a reason that someone would take Johnny. It's not just because he ran away. And the police still don't care. And basically nothing happens until 1984. It's August 14th, another early morning about the same time of year, and another boy who's 13 years old, Eugene Martin, is abducted while doing his paper route.
Dude.
Same city. And the police don't really see, they say, a connection.
Get out of town! God.
The family.
Come on!
The family, the media, everyone is connecting these two boys. Obviously, something's going on. It's the same time of year. They have the same job.
Yeah. And except law enforcement. Everyone sees it except law enforcement. That is what is so scary about this
case. Isn't law enforcement, to be fair to them, and maybe they mess this up, but aren't they supposed to, like, not jump to conclusion? Because the first thing we think of is we like to associate things, right?
Absolutely.
That's a pretty obvious repeating conclusion. I mean, that's an obvious connection.
Well,
It's similar for sure.
It's one thing to say at the time, not to jump to conclusions, but again, we're looking back, and in the documentary, Captain Bob Rushing, the guy we heard from earlier, gives a statement, even in 2012, what his thoughts on these two boys going missing are.
Oh, whoops, wrong one. I was going to play a little Usher for you.
We worked them in depth, trying to find a connection. We did not find a connection. The boys were dissimilar in most aspects other than their gender.
No, not true.
Yeah.
They were both seen talking to men in cars. They were both the same age. They were both paper boys. They both went missing from the same city. The family obviously knows more than the public does, and John and Noreen Gosch say absolutely these are connected, but they cannot get the police to help. And at this point, they're wondering why. I mean, it's past ignorance at this point. It's almost like a blatant refusal to give them help, but they don't know why.
This should be every single parent listening's worst nightmare. Imagine your child has been abducted, they've gone missing, they've vanished into thin air, and the police, the FBI, says you're crazy and will not help you.
Yeah, and there really becomes this battle between Noreen is often pictured as this crazy mother who's just insane with all these conspiracy theories, but she's in a battle with someone who won't help her.
Mm-hmm.
In 1984, so they're getting no publicity. They're having to do everything on their own, and a dairy company actually comes forward and offers to put Johnny Gosch and Eugene Martin's photo on the milk cartons that they distribute to get some publicity. So this is actually how the milk cartons
Carton missing campaign got started.
Wow.
Wow. So if you collect those, that's like a limited edition first one.
Johnny Gosh milk carton.
You've got the Johnny Gosh milk carton? Oh my gosh.
I have a picture of their milk carton on my Instagram at Indie Ashflowers. So along with this campaign, they actually partner with my man, John Walsh, and they established the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children as well. So they're really, at this point, there are all these procedures. If your car gets stolen, the police can track it outside of state lines. But in 1984, if your child is abducted, there's zero procedure for what to do if they cross state lines.
Oh my gosh.
So they literally. Oh my God. So they passed this bill as well, basically called the Johnny Gosh Bill, that forces law enforcement to act immediately if a parent says that their child has been abducted. Even though they pass all these bills, even though they create the National Institute for Missing and Exploited Children, nothing is happening. There's no new clues. There's no sign of Johnny until 1985. When they get a call from a woman who says she has proof John is alive.
Shut up.
Ooh. All right, we're going to continue Murder Monday next on the Joe and Alex Show.
Check out pictures of Johnny and his wagon at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram and Twitter.
Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Part one of a two-part Murder Monday series, never been done before here on the Joe and Alex Show. Kind of the reason that we do Murder Monday, it's about Johnny Gosch, and we're going to continue with Ashley Flowers of Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana in 1 second, but I want to get to some of the stuff, Alex, that we're getting in this morning on our Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, so at Joe and Alex Show, PB and Giselle said, so far this case reminds me of the movie It, hashtag Murder Monday. Lindsay said, I love music, but not on Murder Monday mornings. Just give me more, hashtag Murder Monday, a weekly reminder, don't sweat the petty stuff. Kelsey said, I've heard the story before. It's crazy. Nicole said, why do we waste time with music breaks? Let's be real. Nonstop Murder Monday would be better. And Leanne on Facebook is upset because she wants to know, why do we make jokes when we do these segments? Here's the thing. When we decided to do Murder Monday, we talked about, do we want this to be straight up dead serious? Or do we want to like input a little bit of comedy as we're trying to tell these stories that are sometimes hard to listen to? In order to captivate an entire audience and not offend everybody, we tried to make it a little bit scary and a little bit lighthearted. And sometimes to get through some of these horrible stories that we talk about, you need a little lighthearted humor in there.
I get that, but I don't think we're like, for like Johnny Gosch that we kicked off today, I don't think we've done anything.
Here's Johnny!
Yeah, so, you know, there are podcasts you can listen to that are true crime and stuff that are out there that are super, super serious and hardcore that they never joke about anything. And then there are ones that are in the comedy side of true crime. They're talking about these stories and they're making tons of jokes. So it's just whatever you're into. But, you know, people seem to like this, so I think we'll stick with it.
So, Ashley, where are we at right now with this Johnny Gosch story here? Where are we continuing on here? Part three for today.
1995 is when the Goshes get a call from a woman who said, I think I have proof that Johnny's alive. She was shopping in Sioux City, Iowa, and the change she received was a $1 bill, and on the bill was written in black ink pen, I am alive. And it was signed with Johnny Gosch's signature.
Get out. No way, y'all. This is where it gets lit. This is where it gets lit.
Why are you getting so excited, though? Like, I could write that, like, I am alive, Johnny Gosch. Like, I could do that today. Like, that gets you so excited?
They mail John and Noreen Gosch the dollar bill, and Noreen swears up and down that it is Johnny Gosch's signature.
Yeah.
They have some handwriting experts, and handwriting experts, it's an art, not necessarily a science. So a handful have said, yes, it definitely is. A couple have said it's inconclusive. We can't say for sure. Mm-hmm. And they weren't able to get enough prints or information from the bill. I like went in an internet black hole last night trying to track the serial number on this bill. Turns out I can't figure out when it was made. I did figure out it was made in St. Louis and then distributed in Iowa. So it would have been in the same area that he was in. You can actually take a look at the picture of the bill on Instagram at Indie Ash Flowers. So they have this bill and nothing really goes anywhere. They can't do anything to track it. And the next big break in the case is in 1986, another 13-year-old boy goes missing.
Y'all.
His name's Mark Allen.
Get woke.
And he was at his parents' house. They ordered some pizza, and he was going to walk to his friends. And the last thing that he said is he walked out the door, told his mom to save him a slice of pizza, and he left and never came back.
Oh, just breaks your heart.
Despite the Johnny Gosch bill that Noreen had placed, and despite everything that's happened in Iowa, you think police would get a clue. They don't start investigating for 48 hours.
Wow.
So the kid is long gone. They still have nothing to permanently connect the cases. And they're still saying at this point that Johnny Gosch is a runaway. And everything flips on its head in 1991 when a man named Paul Benassi comes forward. And he tells police and the Goshes that he was the one who kidnapped Johnny.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
He tells an elaborate story saying that he was basically forced with another group of people to kidnap him. And he has this crazy story of conspiracy and controversy and human trafficking. And it's almost unbelievable. And every person who hears this conspiracy theory and this story will off the bat say, there's no way this happens. There's no way that this can go down. It's not true. But nearly every person who has looked into the facts of the case actually believes it. And this is seriously one of the biggest, like, cover-up conspiracy theories
in our government's history.
In U.S. history. But no one is talking about it. It is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
But we are. We are on the Joe and Alex Show. Get woke.
So
Oh my gosh.
So years go by, even with Paul Benassi coming forward, it's all rumor, speculation. There's stuff that can connect it, not fully. And even Noreen starts to wonder, like, is she going crazy? Is this real or is everyone making this up? And one day, Noreen gets a knock at her door. She opens the door and it is her son, Johnny Gosch.
Are you scared, Joe?
I don't know what to think here.
There is so much to the story. Next week, I'm going to actually tell you the story that Paul Benassi told, this entire U.S. government cover-up, what happened and what Johnny told his mom when he showed up at his door.
Supposedly.
Some people don't believe it was him.
No, I don't want to wait until next week.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait until next week. If you're just now tuning in, you missed everything that we've talked about the last half hour. We will podcast all of this, RadioNowIndy.com, after the show.
No!
Just click on the Joe and Alex Show.
I don't want to wait. Do that also if you got something you couldn't get through this morning. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Let us know. Use the hashtag Murder Monday. All right, well, this is a first. We'll have part two next week. Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, thank you so much.
Yes, always.
And make sure you go to Instagram to see photos of Johnny Gosch at Joe and Alex Show.
Wow, I am shook. What did alcohol make you do? We've all been there, so don't act like you haven't. 317-239-1009. Yes, I will share. I'm trying to think of what stories I actually want to share, but I have a few. But we want to hear from you. Also, you can hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, letting us know, what did alcohol make you do? Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Tequila. Rumplemint.
Rumplemint.
Yeah, just bad decisions. What did alcohol make you do? I saw this story, like, kind of like radio people were all connected. I saw the story, like, another station. There was a club event, and this guy just turned 21. So he's out there wasted. People are buying him shots. He's leaving this club. Runs up to their station vehicle. It's got, like, kind of like how you and I say, like, the Joe and Alex Show logo on the window.
Uh-huh.
But it's like the face of this morning show. This kid that's 21, drunk as can be, runs up, headbutts it, and slams his head through the window.
Whoa.
Instantly, I mean, he broke it, so that's like destroying property.
Is he okay?
No, gushing blood everywhere. They had to call like medics on the spot. To, like, he had to get stitches there as he's bleeding in the parking lot. Then he's getting arrested and charged. But he's like, oh, I was a little drunk. Yeah, you think?
Headstrong to take on anyone.
Headstrong. But it's like, how drunk do you have to be? 317-239-1009. What did alcohol make you do? Ooh, look what you made me do. Liv the Web Girl's over there, and she's looking like she might have something that happened in her past. What happened, Liv the Web Girl? What did alcohol make you do?
So it wasn't me specifically, but my ex-boyfriend, after a tailgate for a UofL game, was super tired. So he decided to just walk into this stranger's trailer when he was blacked out, and then like blacked in and woke up to the cops being there saying he would like broke and entered into this trailer with the owners of the trailer there.
Whoa. That's not good at all. Oh my gosh. Okay, for me, it was when I was in high school, and like I grew up out in the country, so we drank underage, and not like the parents approved of it, but it wasn't hard to do. And there was like a big party going on, and my buddy Eddie had a sister who unfortunately now is married, but Kelly, oh my God, I had a crush on Kelly. I was like a sophomore in high school, and I think she was a senior. She was hot as hell. Kelly.
Oh, look what you made me do.
Oh boy.
I got a little drunk, and I left a 6-minute voicemail.
Joe, you were like that girl.
6 minutes.
That whale girl. You know that like viral voicemail, yes. But she's crying like a whale, yeah.
That was me. 6 minutes. And the thing is, everybody heard this voicemail after the fact.
Of course.
But I professed my love to Kelly.
Oh, my gosh. What did you say to her when you were sober after the fact? Nothing?
You want to hook up? No, I like avoided her for about 6 months. And
yikes.
Eventually, I apologized. Because, I mean, here's the thing, though. I saw her at school. She was a senior. I was a sophomore. And I was drunk. I was like, I wish I had the audio. I was like, okay, it's Joe. You're not here at the party. I love you.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what the heck? What is wrong with me? 317-239-1009. What did alcohol make you do?
Oh, look what you made me do.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Hey, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Ashley, what did alcohol make you do?
I got so drunk my junior year of college that I passed, well, I fell asleep, and then I peed on my laptop and proceeded to blame it on my window being opened and a storm coming in and water ruining my laptop, even though I lived on the second floor of a 5-story dorm building.
Wow. Do you remember, yes. Do you remember doing that or no? Do you remember like, oh, I did that last night?
No. So I fell asleep. My friend actually tucked me in on my couch in my dorm room, said that when she left, I was like asleep. And I woke up the next morning at like 8 a.m., getting ready for class. I woke up swaddled in a blanket. I had no pants on. And my laptop was sitting on my desk chair because I was listening to music. She had like played music for me to fall asleep to.
So yeah, sweet. Like what? Like R. Kelly or what?
Yeah, and I guess my assumption is that I got up to use the restroom thinking my chair was the toilet and I peed on it.
Oh, there went your PC.
But the funny thing is that it was so, I had drank so much beer that my had no or anything to it. It was completely, I literally thought it was water. Like, I was looking around for water bottles thinking, oh my God, I actually dumped water on my laptop.
Oh, geez, that's like, that. Like, is that something like the Geek Squad fix? Because if that's something that they fix, we need to pay the Geek Squad more money.
Oh, look what you made me do.
Hey, thank you for the call this morning.
It's
we
ratchet,
appreciate
girl.
It. What did alcohol make you do? You got a little bit of a drink on. You're like, oh my God, why did I do that? Dang you, alcohol. 317-239-1009. And of course, Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram.
Ashley says, oh God, made me do a lot. But one time at a party, I got hot, I got naked, and then I fell downstairs in front of everyone naked.
I wish I was at that party. Let's go to Chelsea. Good morning, Chelsea, on the Joe and Alex Show. What did alcohol make you do?
Good morning, guys. Okay, so I was in college, and I went to my boyfriend's fraternity formal at French Lick Casino.
Uh-huh.
And all I really remember is being in my gorgeous fancy dress in an elevator, looking down, realizing I have no shoes on, no personal belongings whatsoever. A really nice older gentleman asked me if I was okay, and I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just going to my hotel room. And then the elevator doors opened, and I was in a parking garage.
What you made me do?
Oh, my God. Did you end up getting home or the hotel?
Yeah, I have no idea how.
Yeah, you're lucky that guy didn't abduct you.
Yeah, he got out because I had made that quick decision. Like, if he doesn't get out, I am. Well, he got out and I stayed, and I woke up in my room the next morning, but I have no idea how I got there.
That gives me anxiety, girlfriend.
Thank you for the call. Ooh, look what you made me do. Let's go to Nick this morning on the Joe and Alex show. Nick, did you do something with your money? What happened?
Oh, my God. I got a couple stories, but this one, I was so blacked out. I don't know. I bought the whole bar around a drink and then went to Arby's and spent like $100 and some at Arby's. I don't even know how.
Whoa, that's like something producer MYK would do.
And then I woke up the next day like, who the F spent $900 on my card? And I flipped in my... X was like, that was you, dumbass.
Oh, my gosh. My That's all right, man.
I tried to tell you.
Nick, do you still have a drinking problem?
No, sir. No. No. It's like one beer and I'm good. I'm like done with that and I just keep mingling.
First time I'm ever sad to hear about that because I was going to ask Nick, where is he going this weekend?
I mean, it hasn't happened for me yet, but don't send me drunk to a Chick-fil-A because I would probably do some damage like that.
I can see you drunk at a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday morning. Give me the Chick-fil-A!
Like knocking on the door, please, let me in.
Kelly on the Joe and Alex show. What happened when you had a little bit too much alcohol? What did alcohol make you do?
Well, we were all at the beach party, and it's the last thing I remember. And apparently I jumped off the bridge, which is tall enough for boats to go under and stuff. And I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning at home in the bathtub. I was soaking wet, covered in sand, but I was missing my underwear.
Ooh.
I don't know when that happened, but I just know I jumped off the bridge. I probably wouldn't do it sober for sure. But
no kidding. I'm surprised you didn't just like smack the water and like die and drown or something when you're drunk. You're not really like that good in the water when you're intoxicated, unless you got like water wings. Then bring it on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what to say about that, girl.
Yeah,
you're
like,
on another level.
I don't like that missing underwear part.
No, I don't either.
Like that at all.
No kidding. All right, if you have something that alcohol made you do, look what you made me do. Let us know. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We want to hear from you. Okay, I get it. Dude, stop freaking honking at me. Jeez. It is the Joe and Alex Show, and we have got your chance right now to honk for the haunted hookup with Necropolis. This is how it's going to go down. You get into a left turn lane, so you got to be driving, and it's got to be a left turn lane that has one of those lights, like, you know, green, yellow, and red, so you could be stopped there.
Wait, you have to be in a turn lane to play this game, or you just have to be driving?
You have to be in a turn lane.
Because
I want it to be safe. I don't want you to stop in the middle of a road. That's dangerous.
Okay.
Alex out here like, stop on the highway. You can do it.
Why not?
No.
How bad do you want these tickets? No,
yeah.
Kidding.
No.
How would you know, though? I'd be like, yeah, I'm in the left turn lane.
Yeah, well, I guess I have to take it at face value.
Yeah.
Let's quit giving people ideas.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can do that, you're gonna say, hey, it's green. You put your window down, put the phone out there so we can hear it. And if you can get people to honk at you 5 times.
That's a lot.
I know.
People don't honk in Indiana, you know, like New York.
Alex, I was stuck behind a broke down car this past weekend.
Yeah.
My car wasn't, but I was the second in line for this left turn. People were letting me have it.
Really?
Yes. I'm like, it's not, look ahead. It's not me. It's not me. So I think this could be done. Let's go to the phones this morning. And is this Sky Keys? There we go. That's what I said. Cool.
Yeah, whatever.
That was easy. All right. Are you driving right now?
Yeah, I just passed the light. So I'm trying to find another one now.
All right, I'm going to hang on with you because this is what we're going to do. And everybody else hang on hold because if Sky Key cannot do this, then we'll go to the next person. You got a chance right now to win a pair of tickets to Necropolis, the City of Perpetual Darkness, and a pair of passes to Freaky Tiki. It's going on next Tuesday, hosted by Rita Ora, Halloween night at Tiki Bob. So I need you to let us know when you get in line for the actual left turn, okay?
I hate the anxiety of being honked at. I hate that feeling like people are mad at me. I couldn't play this game.
I'm currently on Spring Mill.
Yeah, where are you at right now?
What? Where's that?
It's 71st. It's like
like Lawrence?
It's a little more north.
Okay.
All right, how far away are you from like a left turn light?
It's a light right here. I don't think it has one of those left thingies, though.
Are there enough cars around to get you some honks?
Yeah, you're going to need 5 honks. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold because I gotta get someone that's going through it. I'll keep them there, and I'll check back in. Let's check in with Logan. Logan, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Hi.
Hey, are you near a left turn lane with a stoplight?
I am, and like
2 seconds.
All right. As soon as it turns green, let us know, and you got to keep it right there and get people to honk at least 5 times. Tell us when it's green.
Okay.
Put your phone out the window.
All right. Just a minute.
I'm nervous.
I got to get some of this on.
Turn your radio down.
Oh, it's green.
Okay.
Okay, stay stopped and just stay there.
I don't hear anything.
Hold your phone out the window so we can hear honks.
She is. Okay, that's one.
There's one.
One honk.
So awkward.
I know. She's got to give.
Oh, there's two.
There's two. It sounds like the same car.
Ooh.
I don't think it's going to happen.
What's going on?
Yeah, they have to go ham on the horn.
Yeah, you got to honk for those haunted hookups.
Only two.
That's three. It's the same car. Come on. Two beeps, it'll do it.
Ugh.
Oh, no. That light's got to be turning red eventually.
What's going on?
I don't know.
It wouldn't take this long.
Okay, it's four.
The little one.
Yeah, I know. 3.5.
No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Logan, are you there?
These people aren't that mad. They don't really have places to go.
I know.
Is that yellow? Oh, my God. Come on.
You only got four honks. Oh, no.
What's going on here?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Logan. You only got four honks. We got to move on.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank you.
Thank Bye. You. All right, let's go back and see if Sky Keys is there. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
Are you near a light?
There's one where I can know.
Okay.
How far are you?
It's like a back road.
Okay. We'll put you on hold again. Come back. Body like a back road.
317-239-1009. Keep on calling in. Let's go to Brittany on the Joe and Alex show. Brittany, are you near a light, like a left turn light?
Yes, and I have a police officer behind.
Oh my God, this is perfect.
Window down.
Put your phone out. He's gonna get out of his car.
Let us know.
Oh, you're gonna get some tickets, all right.
Joe, are we gonna pay her ticket?
Let us know when it turns green.
Okay.
Cannot believe it's
turning green right now.
All right. Phone out the window.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I think she's gonna get arrested.
I'm so. Why would you ever do this with a police officer behind her? What was that?
I think there was a woman.
Was that a siren?
Was that an alien?
Two.
If the police lights come on, she wins.
Three.
Oh, my gosh.
Joe, you're going to ever do five honks. The cop is minor. Oh, that was like eight.
That's it.
Get out of there.
Oh, are you still there?
Yeah.
Brittany.
Are you terrified?
Yeah.
Is he gonna pull you over?
No.
Oh, my gosh. All right, real quick. We need you to honk your horn one time. I just want to make sure you didn't hit the horn the whole time. So let's hear what your horn sounds like.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah. Did you hear my horn?
No, you can keep it in your car. Just like phone inside the car. Let me hear your horn honk. I want to make sure you didn't cheat.
Okay.
Huh.
I think I'm pissing people off harassment.
That's the goal of the game. All right. Does she win? I think she went.
Yeah,
right.
You win, girl.
All right. Congratulations.
Wow.
There you go.
Hard work.
You are getting hooked up today, Honk, for the haunted hookup with Necropolis. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to Necropolis, the city of perpetual darkness, and a pair of passes to Freaky Tiki, hosted by Rita Ora, Halloween night at Tiki Bob's. Congratulations.
Awesome. But just let you know, I'm shaking and that cop is following me.
Oh, no.
Here,
do you want to stay on the phone with us in case he pulls you over and we'll talk to him?
No, because she'll probably...
No, it's okay.
Okay. We'll tell him. We'll be like, listen, it's the Joan Alex show. You got to let her off.
Just tell him, like, just tell him you were having a problem. Like, your car would not, like, it just would not accelerate for a second.
No, tell him the truth. Say you just won tickets to Freaky Tiki, hosted by Rita Ora, Halloween night at Tiki Bob's. He'll understand.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Ooh, we just got on the interstate. Ooh.
Oh, good.
Okay, all there right. you go. Here
She's
we go.
I had a heart attack there for you, girl.
All right, congratulations. We need to do this game again. I don't know if we do it tomorrow.
Joe,
but...
you're a horrible person. Poor girl almost went to jail.
If you like the game, Joe and Alex Show, will you tweet us at Joe and Alex Show if you liked Honk 4? We'll call it Honk 4 because it could be whatever, because I really enjoyed it. Okay, Joe's Need to Know News. I've been on the Nextdoor app, and actually I'm going to talk about this tomorrow on the Joe and Alex Show.
What is that? Is that some kind of weird escort service?
Yeah, you bang your neighbors next door to you.
Next door, bang them. Never mind.
No. What app do you have? This is a different one. What is this bang next?
I was going to ask you, is this the backdoor app? Are you getting confused?
Let me ask Liv the Web Girl. Maybe there's groceries involved with it. Her parents are probably still listening, saying, what does my daughter do with groceries?
Oh, man, we're just making fun.
No, the Nextdoor app is really cool. I don't know if it works if you're in apartments, but actually, I think it could. But if your house is, it's like neighborhoods all connect. And like, Alex, let's say you're my neighbor three houses down. You're like, hey, there's a suspicious guy walking around at 2 o'clock every day looking at packages. You're letting all your neighbors know about it. What?
Okay. I think I'm being immature.
So what? It's like a crime watch app?
Kind of like that. Yeah, but you can also just any kind of communication among your neighbors. It's a good way to get to know them. So
instead of just like walking next door and knocking on the door and saying, hi, I'm Joe, you'd rather talk through an app?
The whole neighborhood. You're not going to talk. Have you talked to all your neighbors?
No, I haven't talked to one.
Don't poo-poo on it. There we go. That's my problem.
You've been there over a year. You haven't talked to one.
I talked to one through my front door the other day because my music was too loud apparently while I was getting ready to go
God,
out.
Oh, God, you're that a-hole neighbor.
They come and knocked. I've never had someone do that. They came and knocked on my door and said, please turn that down. We have a baby sleeping. I was like, I'm so sorry.
What were you listening to?
I think I was listening to 2000s hip hop on Pandora.
Yeah, Taylor Swift blast.
That's what you were doing. Well, there's this thing going around now. I guess that the crime is so bad for breaking and entering into cars for car burglaries. They're doing this in San Francisco. People are now thinking it's going to work if they put a sign up saying, there's nothing valuable inside of my car. And I guess people were doing that and they actually had their cars unlocked too. Well, then homeless people started sleeping in their cars.
Okay, why do you leave your car unlocked ever? Why does anyone do that? That is so stupid. I have zero sympathy for people that get stuff stolen out of their cars that leave their doors unlocked.
Wow, you're very sympathetic this morning.
I mean, don't be an idiot.
And finally, do you follow KFC on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, then do you know why they only follow 11 people?
Ooh.
I heard.
What did you hear? Because this is absolutely amazing.
Something like all their herbs and spices.
Yeah, they follow 11 people, 5 Spice Girls and 6 guys named Herb.
Yes!
That is awesome!
AFC, the greatest of all time. Cater my wedding one day. Yeah, you
gotta get married first. Those right there are just need to know news stories.